summer break, it is the dreaded time when it ends, isn't it? And you have to go back to school. Sometimes this can be exciting, no? Going back with some new cute clothes, maybe you've grown a little bit. Going to see the new cute boys, right? The new cute girls. I remember those days. But, you know, it is really difficult to transition from the summer months where you're just able to kind of do whatever you want back into a real regimen. And I know for parents, this can be really difficult getting those kids back into that regimen. Well, with us tonight is Renee Thornborough. She's the creator of Adventures in Wisdom, life coaching program for kids, which we'll find out about in a little bit here. But first of all, how do you transition the kids back to school? Renee, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kim. Thanks for having me. Well, I've got three steps that I'd like to share with parents this evening to help transition kids going back to school, because sometimes there are some back-to-school jitters that our kids are dealing with,
right,
and that you may not even hear them express them outwardly. It may be acting out in some of their behaviors. But one of the best things to do is to sit down with them and talk with them about how they're feeling about going back to school. See, discuss the concerns that they may have, and then brainstorm with them ways to manage those concerns. Because sometimes just speaking about your concerns or your fears can help ease those jitters.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if you've got a child who's concerned about how they're going to perform in math this year, review some of the concepts before school starts, or even talk about being able to hire a tutor if they wind up needing a little bit of extra support.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a child who's concerned that their best friend's not going to be in class with them, talk about what you can do if their best friend's not in school with them. You can schedule extra play dates or might maybe find a sport that they can be in together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing, is to discuss and manage those concerns.
Interesting. You know, what's funny about that, sorry, Renee, just one second here, but, you know, as you're talking, it's amazing because I'm just imagining kids as little people. And I think a lot of times adults, we forget that kids are little people that, you know, we just kind of take for granted and say, oh, well, you know, they're kids, they're used to this whole back to school time, and this is just normal, and they'll get through it. And we forget that maybe we should sit them down and teach them the skills, like how to manage their anxieties or how to manage their concerns or what can be done to solve some certain problems. Because as they get into their adult years, they're going to need those skills.
Absolutely, and that's what Adventures in Wisdom is all about. It's teaching these critical life skills at an early age,
mm-hmm.
addressing it in the elementary school years so that they can use those skills, like you said, through the challenging times of their tween and their teen years and into their early adulthood and beyond.
Yeah.
You know, this is everything I've created in this program is stuff I wish I had known when I was very young.
Right, okay. What's the other step that we can do to kind of get our kids back to school?
So the second step is to talk with them about going back to school and visualizing the positive aspects of going back to school. So it's using visualization and positive thinking and applying it to going back to school. So the kids can get excited about seeing their friends or learning new subjects, or if there are any special field trips for that grade. So, for example, when my kids went into third grade, they knew that the big thing that third graders got to do was to experience Pioneer Day. So that gave them something to get excited about and look forward to. But just like we use visualization in other aspects of our life, kids can learn to use visualization to visualize having a positive, fun experience going back to school.
Awesome.
Sometimes people tend to focus on the negative instead of focusing on the positive.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
And then the third thing is to really honor and celebrate going back to school and this change. And by the way, these tips are things that parents can use with any change that their children are facing. So some of the things that we do in our family is our kids get to go pick out a special backpack for the year. So my kids are going into fourth grade. Just a couple weeks ago, we went and got their special backpack for fourth grade. Another thing we do is we have a back-to-school party that we throw, and everybody comes over, and we swim, and the kids get to play together and get ready to go back to school the next week. And it's just a great way to kind of get those jitters out a little bit. Just whatever your family likes to do, whether it's a special family dinner, mm-hmm. a special outfit, whatever, just find some way to recognize and honor that change. Yeah, you know, the most important thing is really to discuss and manage those concerns,
mm-hmm.
visualize positive aspects of this change, and then honor it as well.
Excellent. I love that. So, Renee, tell us about your program, Adventures in Wisdom, life coaching program for kids. I got to admit, I got a little chuckle out of it when my producer said to me, she does a life coaching program for kids. I was like, really? For kids? Life coaching? Tell us about that.
And what it is, it's a program that parents can do with their kids or that kids who are a little bit older can self-study. But it's all about teaching our kids critical life skills for creating happy, fulfilling lives, for creating confidence, for learning how to handle challenges in their life like peer pressure or managing change, which is what we're talking about this evening,
mm-hmm.
for learning how to move past failure. You know, a lot of times we don't learn that, and even as grown-ups struggle with that. So just like when kids are born, they don't know how to throw a baseball.
Right.
When kids are born, they don't know these life skills. They don't know how to move past a mistake. They don't know how to set and achieve goals. They don't know how to manage change. They don't know how to move through to handle the peer pressure. They don't know how to make good decisions. And these are things that are teachable skills that Adventures in Wisdom help parents teach their kids. And it's all taught through fun short stories and fables. There's 27 skills, 27 stories, and multiple activities so that kids can actually practice the skills.
I love that. I was just thinking, I think that my generation, I'm in my 30s, and I know a lot of other women who are in their 30s that are having kids at this stage, I think are going to end up raising kids that are very... I think ready for life and have a lot of life skills, because I think one thing I've noticed is that I'll look at the kids who are in their late teens and early 20s and they just, you know, and people comment on this all the time. They're like, oh man, you know, they're like lacking all these skills. They don't know what they're doing. Yeah. And so I think parents now are like, I got to make sure my kids have those skills.
Well, I tell you, Kim, my motivation was my own children.
Yeah.
And I've got 2 9-year-olds. They're twins.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, this is something that when they were 2 or 3 years old, I knew I wanted to teach them, because there are things that I learned through and practiced through my 20s, 30s, 40s, which I'm in my mid-40s now. And I wanted to proactively teach my kids when they're young in a way that they can understand it. That's why I wrote stories for each one of the skills, because it enables them to really understand the
and learn those
situation
skills.
And how the skill applies. And
right.
In our life, and my kids use it all the time. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, I love it. Thank you so much. Renee Thornborrow, she is the creator of Adventures in Wisdom, life coaching program for kids. You just heard all about it. Go to the website, adventuresinwisdom.com.
Kim likes to feel like she has a lot of friends. Add her on Facebook, facebook.com/yourgirlfriendkim.